that the machloikis remeir chachamim, whether or not by a case of motzi shemra, you need 3 dayanim or 23 dayanim. Comes along the Gemara and says, I don't understand. Is it dinim fashas, dinim amnis? Well, it should be a basic shaila. How do you have a machloikis tanam about this? Comes along the Amoraim, and they try to give some sense in what the Tanarim we're talking about. And therefore, Ula says, right now, for sure, it's only handling Dine Mamanis. But it might lead up to Dine Nefashos. And Ula Shita is what we call in the Gemara, Chayshinan Lalaz. Things might lead up to Dine Nefashos. Comes along Rava and says, like Avi Steinberg said yesterday, come on, how likely is this? What are the percentages? Comes along Rava, that's not the case. The debate between Remeir and Chacham cannot be about Chayshinan Lalaz, and if that was the issue, everyone would hold that would be enough to be 3. The case was the opposite over here. The Baal, when he walked into court, he said, I have a Dine Nefashos case on my hands. I'm going to kill this girl. And he collected all 23 Dayanim, and guess what? No one showed up. And therefore, he says to them, all right, but once we're all here, can you please at least judge for me the Dine Mamanis? Donuli Mio is the Dine Mamanis. And the Gemara was concerned, says Rava, that if you're going to kick out the 20 Dayanim, you're not going to use those originally 20 Dayanim that were gathered. It makes them look bad. And it's Chayshinan Lekvodim Shel Rishonim. We're concerned about the perception of the fact that those Dayanim, people are going to say we're not qualified, and that's why we're only using these judges at the end and judging only with them. Frekta Gemara Kashe. Aye. The Gebraisa says Beferish that if you're only coming to be Dan Dine Mamanis, it's enough to have 3 Dayanim. And according to Ula, that doesn't make any sense. According to Rava, that makes beautiful sense because you never gathered 23 Dayanim together. So there is no chashash of Kavod Rishona. But according to Ula, by definition, any case of Motzi Shemra should automatically need how many? 23, because you should be concerned about what's going to get happen, what people are going to hear about, and you should off the bat never need 3, and you should always need 23. Comes along Rashi and says, no, Ani Vari Shebechabura. The Rava, who worked well with the Braisa, answered on Ula's behalf that the Braisa was talking about a totally different case. What case was the Braisa talking about, Rabosai? Not the 200 zuz of the Kesef, but rather Hazama and what money? The Mea Shekel that the Baal has to pay once he committed the Avera of Motzi Shemra, and it turns out that he wasn't telling the truth. And therefore, that's a scenario where you don't need all 23 Dayanim. Why? Because then Rashi says, we're not choshish for Laz anymore. This is a situation where the Baal's Edim originally got caught lying. They were Hazamified. And therefore, in such a case, we're not choshish for Laz. And we're not choshish for anything according to Ula. And that's what the Gemara was talking about, the Braisa was talking about, why you would only need 3. But Einach Nami, if it was the Baal of the original case, when the Baal had the microphone and not the Av had the microphone, and he was the major factor, major player, then any chanami, Chachamim would say you need how many dayanim? Off the bat, 23, because you have to be choshish for less. That was yesterday's sugya. Shitas Rashi. Comes along Tosfos and knocks down Rashi with 9 kashas. Now, I'll be honest with you, Rabosai, not every kasha is as earth-shattering as other kashas. But once you have a lawyer that just rips apart a defendant, and he just throws 9 kashas at him, he really breaks down his case. Tosfos says to you, I am going to prove to you from many, many, many different sources that Rashi's definition of Motzi Shemra, Hager, is wrong. Is wrong. How am I going to prove that to you? Watch. Number 1. Says Tosfos, Vikoshel Rabbeinu Tam, Chada, because learn the Mishnah. Learn the grouping in the Mishnah. Digabe Oinus Umufata Ktanila. It's listed and it's grouped together with Oinus Umufata. Shehein, that they are examples of what, Rabbi Isai? Knossos. Sounds like, Zoktosis, we're not dealing with the 200 zuz of a husband owing a girl, which is regular classic dinim ominous, but rather we're dealing with a fine, a chiddush, a punishment, a penalty, a knas. That's one raya. All right, Iram, you don't like that alone? I'm not going to tell that alone. I have another case. I can take you to town. But the bechol duchta shemaskir motzi shemer also, I'm still with Iram on this one. This one isn't so bothering me. Also, any other time in Shas when we ever refer to motzi shemer, Rabosai, what are we referring to when we talk about motzi shemer, says Tosos? Oh, the kol duchta shemaskir motzi shemer, havelinyan kuf sloyim. It's talking about once the Baal is the motzi shemer, right? Once he's a liar, right? Right? That's the penalty he has to pay. It's not the 200 zuds. It's not the ksuba money. What's Rashi talking about? That's not congruous to every case in Shas that you refer to motzi shemer as the knas that the Baal has to pay because when he's caught lying.
Void. And also, Taisa says, third kasha, the gimel de masnisin mumchinei.
The Gimel in the Mishnah that we're talking about right now was after Gzelus and Chavalos. This is the group of what? Needing what? Hedyotos or Mumchin? This is needing Mumchin. If you're talking about the 200 Zuz of the Ksuba, like Rashi's talking about, that's a Dvar Yom Biyoma. That even happens Bizman Azeh, that we don't have Mumchin. Ubekama Duchti Ashkechon Shadon in Dine Ksuba Bevavel. The Ksuba, the 200 Zuz that Rashi's saying, the Motzi Shemer cases, that doesn't need Mumchin. We do it even in Bavel. The Chaynoigin Achshav Taisa says this is Alach Lamaisa. A Baal doesn't want to pay the 200 zuz because he finds no psulim from his wife. Then he doesn't have to pay. That doesn't need mumchin. Why is it grouped in the Mishnah of the case that needs mumchin? Void mashem afarish nami choishin lalaz. Not such a strong gashe. Laz usually Taisa says has a connotation of being sheker. According to Rashi's case of motzi shemra, was there any sheker in the Gemara? Ula Omer Choshen Lalaz. Anything about Sheker and Choshen Lalaz or Bosai? No. Adim might hear about what the Baal's claiming, and they might substantiate what the Baal's saying. Nothing about Azama, nothing about lying. And they're going to just back it up, and therefore this might lead to the wife getting killed. It might become a more severe case, so therefore get 23 Dayanim to begin with. Nothing about Sheker, nothing about Laz. But Tosa says Laz usually in the Shas has a connotation of being what? Being sheker. Good? No, it's no one's lying. That's what those are saying. According to you, Rashi, no one's lying yet. And therefore, why is he using the phrase laz? Laz usually means lying. But over here, everything's emistic. The Baal said, I didn't find psulim, therefore I don't want to pay the 200 zuz. And then Edom are going to find out and said, yeah, I'll tell you why you didn't find the psulim. Because she actually was Mizana, and the Edom are telling the truth. So therefore, Ula says, get 23 Dayanim, because she might be killed. No lies, no Sheker. No. According to Rashi, no Edom lied.
Yeah. That's why you would.
You're Choshesh of lies. According to Rashi, that's not because of a lie. You're Choshesh of Edom substantiating what the Baal said, and it's going to lead to Dina Nefesh. There's nothing about lies. There's no lying. We're not getting to the Amud Beis yet about Azama. We're just understanding the basic machloikas according to Ula, Remer, Chachamim, Choshen, Lalaz. Nothing about lying. That's problematic according to Tosis. Laz has usually a connotation of something being not emistic. Rumors are going to be spread. Rumors usually aren't true.
How would Tosis explain how to make that
according to him? Well, we're not up to Tosis Shita. We're just asking the questions.
Okay.
That's not appropriate for the word laz. Laz means a rumor. This is a rumor. It's usually not true. It just creates hack. El al davar shu sheker. That's laz. If you start being machmir on the later gittin, Chazal say you can't just add chumras to gittin, because if you're going to add chumras to gittin, what are you going to spread? It's a chumra. I'm trying to be machmir. But then you're going to spread rumors that what, Rabosai? That all the preceding gets that were given for thousands of years were what? Were invalid. And it's not really true. So chas v'shalom, do we want to spread laz and rumors, which is sheker? According to Rashi, laz has nothing to do with sheker. Whoa, this is like mamish kasha to kasha. V'od de ka'amar doini li miha. Dine mamanis.
Now Tosfos says a different kasha. Now Tosfos says also, according to Rav, not Ula, that it's Choshen L'Kvoidim Shorishenim, right? So you have these 23 Dayanim in there, Ezra, and now they're not able to judge, the Edom aren't showing up, so we're not going to have the entire of Dinei Nefashos. So the Baal says, wait, but at least let me take care of the Dinei Mamonis and take care of the Hefzik Suba. Fractosis, mi doichgoy. What's his rush? Why does he have to take care of that right now? This is only nogeya for what later on, when she's going to be Tovea or Ksuba, then you're going to have to deny it. These Dayanim want to walk out the door, or they want to go to lunch. What do you have to get another? What do you have to now gather and make sure that there are three Dayanim left there that you could be done the Hefsik Ksuba? Mi doichgoy. Why, according to Rashi, do you need it to be right now? What? Just do this at another time when it's relevant, when she's actually going to collect her ksuba. But it's not a din tayr right now, so that's another problem, Tosfos says, on this din. She'ina isha tayvasa isoy ksuba. Because it's not even a din tayra. Because the whole din tayra of the ksuba only starts off when she's toveya the ksuba, and I want to deny what she's toveya when you have a din tayra, and I'm toveya mammon, and you say no, and let's go to court. But right now, the girl's not claiming it. She doesn't want to say that. She doesn't want to collect her ksuba. Let's go. Let's continue on our lives. What's going on? Why are you taking care of the ksuba right now? Mi doichkoi, what's the rush? Vo'oid, another kasha. Dika'amar, tov omamon bishloisha. The Brisa says, tov omamon bishloisha. If he's only being tovea, mamon needs three. Tov oi mamon, asked Tosfos. Tov oi mamon, being toivea him, it should be rather tov ah, he's toivea her mi boyale. You got your pronouns wrong, says Tosfos, according to Rashi. Tov ah mi boyale, should say. Va'oit, and not only am I problematic, is the pronouns problematic, and it's the him versus the her. With Rashi doesn't fit into that, into the grammar. Od, what's tviya? I'm claiming. I'm trying to extract something from you. Abitan, you owe me your life or your money. What does that mean? It means I wanna claim something against you. Is this guy claiming something against her, says Tosfos? Mashaich tviya. He's not claiming her. Rather, what's he doing, says Tosfos? Mashaich tviya. She'eno ba ella liftor es atzmo miksubasa. He's not claiming anything against her. He's just saying, I am not obligated to her. I'm pottering myself. But that's not a tviya. Tviya means, right? I'm going to extract money from you. I'm going to claim you. The over here, the Baal, he's pottering himself. He's exempting himself. The whole language of tviya doesn't really make sense according to Rashi. Then Tosfos ends off the last kasha. Boit shamati me'arif to the Rav Meir the islek suba de araisa perik afal pi eino nemen lahafsik subasa the dafka laman damer suba de rabbanan nemen k'dumul perik av the suba damer of nachmin chacham tiknu k'tzor psulam asayim laman amon vehim eminu. And Rav Meir is the one who holds that suba de araisa, so therefore he wants to say if you hold suba de araisa a baal's not nemen, so Rashi's whole pshat falls according to that. The eighth question was the Tovea. Let's start. Kashal Rabbeinu Tam Chadet Degabe Onus Mufate Tani. O the Bechol Dukta Shemaski Motzi Shem Rav Leinyan Kuf Sloim. O the Begimel Mas. That's two. O the Begimel Mas Nisin their Mumchin and not Hidyotos. Right. But old Mashem Mefarish Nami Choshen Laz doesn't work with Laz. Laz is usually Sheker. One second. Va'od the Kamer Don Limius. What's his rush? Five. Va'od. Are you Shimon? You're going to look for the tenth one.
Yeah.
Okay. Va'od the Kamer Tavu Mamon. Right. Should be Tav A, not Tav O. I skip.
No,
Vaod kamer tav mamon shleisha tav ami bayle vaod mashayach tviya seven vaod. Oh, I skipped one. Shkoyach
This is what you were doing.
It sounds like also makom dika din nefashos. It sounds like the mamon of the nefashos, meaning ubamakom dika din nefashos. Sounds like that same mamon that we were handling in the din Torah, rabosai, is the same mamon that, and if it leads to din nefashos, so then what does that mean? That obviously means the nefashos of the Gemara of Amabez, where they're going to get killed, they're gazamified. So it sounds like that same money. So that's nine.
That was eight.
No, and then you're going to have the next question with the rib.
I'm saying that's
nine. The nefashos was
number eight. Right. The nefashos that we're talking about on Amabez is the same mammon that's linked to that nefashos, namely, that is the knas of the Baal. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam goes on to say, based on all these nine questions, before we get to Rashi, Shita, to defend Rashi, therefore, based on all these kashas, you can answer these kashas in one fell swoop. Rashi is entirely wrong. Rashi got the wrong shot in the sugya. Mufarish Rabbeinu Tam, dechula shmaitzi. Airi linyan kuf sloim, sha'av tovei lebal, dechoshishin lelaz, hainu. We'll get to all the answers. Therefore, Taisa says, therefore, I have to reinterpret the whole sugya, and we have to talk about the mea sella that the Baal has to pay when he gets caught lying. We'll analyze Rabbeinu Tam's sita in a second. But I want to work on how to save Rashi from all these questions. I don't have an answer for every single kasha, but I start off my sugya rabosai in the WhatsApp group with the Ran. As the Ran tries to defend Rashi, we're going to say it outside, but I want you guys to look at it and work out the Ran, and the Ran answers as follows. Number one, says the Ran, he doesn't answer the kasha that is linked with onus u'mafat. The Ran does answer, though, the kasha of mumchim. You want to know why it's listed with the group of cases that you need mumchim, and according to Rashi, the Baal patterning himself from the 200 zuz of Iksuba is not need mumchim? Yeah, but there's another day in the Gemara. Who's the day in the Gemara that says you need 23 day on him? In the Mishnah? Chachamim. So maybe it's grouped with Mumchin, says the Ran, not because of Rebbe Meir's Shita, but because of the Chachamim Shita, that we're worried about Dina Nefashos, and therefore Dina Nefashos is clearly going to need Mumchin. So the Ran says, I'm not so bothered by that question of the needing of the Mumchin, because I could answer that was just grouped together because of the Chachamim Shita, that it's going to deal with Dina Nefashos. So that gets read. The last question he doesn't deal with. What else does the Ran deal with?
Tovea.
I don't think he dealt with Kans. No, but right, he did deal with, before we get to Tovea, that's true. Most of the time, you call it Motzi Shemra. You talk Motzi Shemra is usually talking about the Mea Sela. So the Ran said on terms of that, yeah, Sofo Shel Davar, we're calling this, even though right now it's not the classic 100 Zuz, but every case, or classically, the way it starts off, that the Baal will be Chayav 100 Zuz, which is the classic Motzi Shemra, starts off with a case where a Baal walked into court and said, Lo Matzasi, Lebit Chapsulin, I don't want to pay the Ksuba. Rabosai. So therefore, we can include in it, even in a case where it's not yet up to the Motzi Shemra, Al Shem Sofo, we're already calling it Motzi Shemra because that's the way the story begins. That's what the Ran says in terms of the fact that why are you calling Motzi Shemra when Motzi Shemra is usually referred to the end game when the Baal's caught lying. This is also part of the package. This is the beginning of the story of Motzi Shemra, and it's called Al Shem Sofo. How do you deal with the grammar? How do you deal with Tov O instead of Tov A? So comes along the Ran in another piece on Ches Amid Beis. I think Dibra Maschol Tov O, right? And what does the Ran say? The Ran says, I can answer that too. Because Tov O does not have to be going on an individual, but rather Tov O could be going on, not an individual, but an item. Meaning what? The money.
The Baal is claiming his money. So you're right, if I was talking about individuals and I was talking about pronouns, so it should have been feminine and he should be Tovea her. But says the Ran, that's not a raya against Rashi. Rashi could say when it said Tovo, it meant the Baal was Tovea what? The money. I asked Tosfos an additional question. Ein shayach lashon tviya b'zeh. Tviya over here is not shayach to the Baal, because the Baal is doing what? He's just exempting himself, but he's not extracting anything from you. On that, the Ran says something fascinating. Did anyone see the Ran? Anyone see the Ran? Let's see this Ran, the second Ran. Let's open it up. One
money,
second.
The money's not held by him, right?
You have it? Okay, great. Says the Ran. Says the Ran.
This is still the front of Kasher, or is it
the Tova? Tova Mom and Begibel Tova Nefoshos. Lefi Perish Perish Rosh Rashi Zal Shabal Bala Afsida Ksubasa Kasha Mai Lashon Tova the Mashma Da Isha Tovas Labal the Tova Lechaveru Mashma the Tova Mibayel Ilamistei. Boy Mashai Chachaloshin Tviya Re Abal Lo Bala Tviya Lifter Atzmo Miksubasa Veli Nirashayne Ukushios. Don't bother me about these kashas. Rashi can live with these kashas. The Beloshon Tova Bala Kinoi Terem Ayidia. It's going on the item that you're talking about. Come with Tiftach. He brings a Batiftach Batireu Es Hayelit Shakavona Batireu Umiro Hayelit Achanami Tovu Kolomer Tovu Oso Umatovo. And what's it talking about? Hamomom, the money. Vehulaf see the Ksubasa, and it's talking about Hefsek Ksuba, like Rashi says. Oh, but what about the second Kasha? Umashehiksha Oid Ein Shayachacha Loshon Tviya. But this is not tviya. This is pottering yourself. This is not extracting. This is not claiming. This is not a classic case of tviya. What does he say? Ikla meimar debal tova mi bezdin likroyak subasa. The Baal doesn't only want to potter himself from the monetary amounts. The Baal is extracting something. He's being tviya bezdin. What's he being tviya bezdin to do? To rip up the ksuba that she can never collect it from me and never use it against me in years to come. So he does want something done. So he's toveya that. He claims that. Velo tishar shibud olav, and the shibud should not be there. Va'oit de'ika gavni nami de'shayach lashon tviya k'goin shehi tofeses ksubas. Then the Ran says something which is a little unclear, and I'm going to explain to you what he means. When she's holding on to her ksuba in a way that makes it as if it's considered like she already collected the money, and for me to now pater myself from a person who's holding a shtar against me, the Lashon Tviya makes sense. It's what the Gemara calls in Halacha, Shtara Ome Livdos Kegavudami. A shtar is as if it's collected. So if you vision it as if it's collected because she has a shtar, she's not just a claimant without a shtar, then what? Who's extracting? Who has a Lashon Tovea? The Baal, it makes sense to use a Lashon Tovea against the woman, against her claim. So the Ran dealt with a lot of the questions. I skipped one answer that the Ran says, and also the fact that the Ratosas thought that the Baal doesn't have Nehemonos. So then according to that Malat Mandomer that says the Baal doesn't have Nehemonos, you'll say that he has Edim over here, but an Edim that are not going to be Mechayev or Misa. Edim that says she was Mezana, but not necessarily that she was Mezana Tachtov, and therefore that's enough for her to lose the Ksuba without the Baal's Nehemonos. There are Edim here, Veloshes into Tachtov, Ezra. Even without the Baal saying it, he could say it, he comes in with Edim, without being Mechayev or Misa, because he's not trying to say that she was Mezana Tachtov, Edim Shezintza, Velo Yodim Im Haya Tachtov Allah Tachtov, and therefore, that's enough for her to lose the Ksuba, and I could still get Rashi's ball rolling without relying on the Nehemonos of the husband. Says Rashi, says the Ran, I defended a lot of Rashi's questions. But Rabbi, Fiani is Daiti, there are two questions that I'm still bothered by, that the Ran didn't deal with, that are really, I think, two strong questions. Number one, the first Kasha Tosis started off with. Rabbozai, the Mishnah, our Mishnah. The Mishnah that presents the group of what? Motzi Shemra with a group of other what? With a group of what, Rabbozai? Knossos, with Oides, Mefate, clear cut Knossos, that's not even a debate. So it sounds like Maitzi Shemer is not going on the 200 Zuz of the Ksuba, which is classic Mammon, but rather the Knas of Maitzi Shemer is going on the what, Rabbi Isai? On the amount of money once the Baal is proven to be a lawyer, how much he has to pay, like a Knas that fits exactly like Einus Umafate. Tyson's first kasha, the Ron didn't answer that.
Why?
So, same as you gave before, meaning
what do you mean?
I don't think he uses that for that.
No, but you can use it. You can answer
the answer. Oh, okay. That's what I was saying. Good. Okay.
But I want to suggest another answer.
Maybe there's something fundamental going on in Rashi and Tosis over here that's a yisod from Maseches Ketubos, Rav Osai, that I saw preparing the sugya in Rav David Provarsky, one of the Rosh Hashivas of Panovich, that I think is such a yisod that it's chabal. I didn't even know this chakira and this yisod of his before I learned Maseches Ketubos. Rav David Provarsky, producer of David Provarsky. He says, maybe in Sanhedrin and Daf Chesem et Aleph, there's something really fundamental going on here, Rashi and Tosfos. It's not hard to figure out, Rav Osai. But exactly what Tosfos is asking is exactly the answer and the solution for Rashi. When the Gemara Ksubas tells us that a husband says she doesn't have psulin, and there's an idea that even if she's not going to be caught and necessarily going to be chayav misa, and we don't know exactly what happens, but she loses her ksuba. What's the nature of that, dude? Is that the original monetary obligation we figured out was just never chal? And it's as if we have a mistake, and there was never a chi of dini mamanis? Is that what it is? Put it away. Is that what it is? There was never a chi of dini mamanis? Is that what it is? Put it away, please. Is that what it is? Is it because there was never a chiv to begin with? And therefore, that's classic dine mamonis, and that's what Tosis is asking. This should not be grouped together with other cases of knas. Or no. Maybe we're misunderstanding what hefsid ksuba is. Maybe really, the monetary obligation in the wedding goes on the way it should have. And the Baal obligates and has a monetary obligation to the wife, and there's 200 zuz, and that's really what should be. Came along Chazal and introduced a knas, introduced a punishment, introduced a penalty, not because the Baal never obligated him and it's as if he never involved himself in that din Torah of Dinei Mamonis, but rather that Chachomim get involved in the marriage and say, we are punishing this woman. A penalty that her ksuba goes down. If that's the case, Rav Osai, maybe that is exactly the machloikas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe the placement and the grouping of the Mishnah of Motzi Shemra with Onus and Mufata is not so problematic according to Rashi, because Rashi understood that the loss of ksuba money is not that the Baal never was mechayev, because this is the different facts on the ground. No, the facts on the ground are the same. And in terms of the Baal's obligation in the world of Dinei Mamonis, he's obligating himself. But rather, the reason why she loses the ksuba is an external factor. Is the fact that Beis Din is mechadish a knas. Beis Din is mechadish a punishment and a penalty that now you lose part of your ksuba, but not because we don't have the ingredients and we don't have the mechayvim to create in the world of Dinei Mamonis a chiyuv. This girl really should get in the world of Dinei Mamonis what the Baal is mechayvim. It's the Beis Din and the Dinei Torah that introduce a penalty and now are mechadish a knas. So perhaps, maybe, that could be the nature of the Machloikas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, how to deal with the placement of Motzi Shemra, even if it's talking about Hefsik Suba, what the Baal's claiming, that is allowed to be grouped with the other cases. Yes, Zov.
You're saying that the Knas is on the woman?
Yeah. Lo Matzasi the Bitcha Psulim. You didn't tell me about this. Okay, so Tosa says that means what we thought was an obligation of Mammon was the facts were wrong. There was never a chiyuv of Mammon over here. Comes along Rashi and says, no, really the Mammon should be there. But comes along the Beis Din and is Mechadish Knas, just like the Mechadish by Yonis
Mufate. Yeah,
just
a side question.
Yeah.
If you look at it as like a Mammon Din,
yeah.
Is it like the Mafreya, it's like it's uprooted?
Yes, yes.
Everything.
Yes, that, yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying, right? I'm saying over here, it's mikanu lahaba. It's not lemafreya. Avada, there was a chiv over here. The Baal was mechayiv himself over here. Why do you lose the ksuba? Because the bezdin now are being mechadish aknas. Yeah. I like that also what Iram's adding. We're both saying that's a little bit more, a little bit makes it a little more tangible. Under to understand a nafkamina between Rashi and Tosas, if this lumdus is correct, would be when is this occurring? Is it that igloy milsal and afreya that the chiyuv never existed because in dinei mamonos you would never be chayev, or is it mikan alhaba? Excellent, Iram. Yeah.
So it's a side question. So if it happened to be that, you know, he testified against her without Aiden and he got the money back, but she didn't get killed.
So, again. He comes in without Edim and says, Lo Matzit Lebit Chah Psulim.
Yeah.
So he wants to claim that she doesn't have a Ksuba.
And it comes out at the end where he's right. She's not killed, she's no Edim, but mm-hmm. he has to go and get back part of the Ksuba. Is she divorced at that point? Or is it just that she just pays, like, when she's giving back the money for the Ksuba, it's like, give back the money, now we're divorced, that's why, or is it just like, that's just a fine, or whatever, that's something she has to pay. But it's supposed to be married after. I'm just wondering, like, what the technical...
He could happens. Potentially stay married. That's going to depend on the next part of the shir. But potentially, if she's a classic Eishes Yisrael, they could stay married. Yeah, he's just saying that I don't want to have to pick Suver. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
This actually, I think it makes sense. Wouldn't it be like Mechatos, like the whole thing?
This is what Ben Fried asked yesterday, who's... He's a Refush Lema. He's not feeling well today. But he asked this question, and he...
So then it makes sense. L'chayra,
it's not a megatos. It's not that you didn't have a
megatos. So even if it's not a megatos, though, the ksuba was dependent.
We're not uploading the whole kedushin.
The
right?
fact that she's nothing because she wasn't a basula, so it means nothing.
What?
You're saying the whole shahr means nothing because the whole shahr was she's a basula, therefore she's
a megatos. No, it's not a megatos. Because a person has das to still accept his marriage. The Gemara, you never stipulated it was al-dastis, and therefore we're still. No. That's not a mekach. That's not a thing. The kedushin is not a kedushin. The mekach is not the ksuba. The ksuba is the shtar ischayvus of and the obligations of the money. That's not the actual kedushin, right? If she's mizana right now, we don't say that. Oh, she's not chayv misa because it was a mekach tos. She's getting misa.
The whole ksuba was dependent on the fact that she was basula, so it should mean nothing. I mean, that's it. The ksuba doesn't mean
200 zuz of the ksuba. Yeah,
correct. And that makes sense. Right. That it's a knas and not a. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it makes sense.
Or one could.
Because no. the whole ksuba really shouldn't mean anything.
No, you're saying so you're saying knas. Not knas. You're saying that he never was mechayev himself. Igloy Muslim afrei.
Right.
He never was mechayev. Yeah. You're saying knas is a bigger chiddush and a chanami. Right. But in order to get out of this kasha, maybe Rashi understood is that no, I'm being mechayev myself because I'm happy no matter what the situation is with this girl. I'm happy to be mechayev myself no matter what. Come along Chazal, and they got involved, and they said, no, we're giving this girl a penalty, and therefore she loses, and it's more of a knas oriented. Did. Yeah, Ezra.
According to the mayor, for knas, you can also give 3 hediotos?
You're saying if...
That she's doing only 3 according to the Rabbana.
You're right. You're saying if what I'm saying is correct, and it's going to be a knas, so then you're going to lose the Ran's answer... That the hediotos is only that the mumchen is only in Rabbanan and Rav Meir would do hediotos. According to what I'm saying, you would need mumchen for both. Correct.
Yeah, but you have the other answer for knas, the other answer of sofo for
No, but that's saying because you're saying the whole thing is not
right. Meaning he's saying
you can't use this answer for the Ram, but you use the other answer of sofo for the Ram.
But how do you explain the fact that we deal with this din Torah? You're saying no, Sofo can answer a mumchen also?
Oh, no. I was saying that you're using this answer.
No, but he's asking, according to Rav Meir, the few what I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
According to Rav Meir, l'chore, you shouldn't need mumchen. Not like the Ran.
Yeah.
Right.
The Ran is still okay.
The Ran's still okay, yeah. It's just the corridor of Devra Pravarsky, you shouldn't need mumchen. Yeah. It's a knas. Good. Rabosai, what about the other question? What about the question... of what's his rush? Midochko. Says Tosos, why does he have to worry? Go on with your lives when she actually is being Toveir Ksuba and you want to claim against her and say you don't have to pay all that money. We'll deal with it then. But why do we have to deal with it right now? Now you'll all tell me, because he wants to deal with it right now. But Tosa says, but if she's not claiming it right now, and that's not an issue, so why does he have to take care of it? It sounds like from the Gemara, donuli mias means, oh, at least let me take care of this. This guy is in a rush. There's something pressuring him. And therefore, Tosa says, that doesn't shouldn't make any sense, lefi rashi shita, that it's just a hefsid of the ksuba. It's just lowering down the amount that he's going to have to pay in 25 years from now when she's tovei l'ksuba. That's not something that's relevant right now. So then why are we having to take care of it? And therefore, we're just catching the dayanim by their jackets, by their ears, to make sure before they leave that he's donuli mios, that at least I should get a dintayr of mamon that I can do something. What's the rush? Rabbi Isai, I'd like to suggest the following idea, which is a chiddush that I had, but I think it makes beautiful sense. I think you're going to enjoy this.
Are we nervous that like he's going to cool down?
So that's exactly why I sent you there. Comes along the Gemara Maseches Ksubis. The first Mishnah Maseches Ksubis, and this is something that we dealt with on the first Sunday Shir. Last year, that we gave on the first parak, when we learned in the third parak Be'in, we did the first parak Bekiyas Rabosai, and we said this out in Sunday Shir Ezra. Let's see if you remember this. Comes along the Mishnah in the Sefer Tzuvos and says, everyone should get married, that's a B'sula, a guy who's marrying a B'sula should get married on what night, Wednesday, Abitan?
Wednesday night.
Why? Because if he's going to what? If he's going to find out that she doesn't have Besulim, so then she'll go straight to Besdin. That's open what morning?
Thursday
morning. Good. Says Rashi Maseches Ksubis. Anyone have a Ksubis here? Says Rashi Maseches Ksubis. By the fact that he's not going to cool off like Max is saying, and he's not going to lose his steam, and he's going to say, be so shocked, I can't believe this girl doesn't have psula, I can't believe there was no blood, this is unbelievable, I'm so fuming, I'm running his to Bezdin, there was no time for him to cool off. And then Rashi says, it will be Nisbarer and Edom will come, and then what? And then we're going to verify this situation, and Edom will come. But if you get married on Thursday night, you're going to have a beautiful Shabbos Sheva Brachas, catered meal, everyone is happy. His speeches were great. And what's going to happen to this guy, Abitan? I can live with this. Not a big deal. This is not a problem. And then what's going to happen, says Rashi? You're never going to have a biur hadavar on what's the real story with this marriage. You never enabled that Edom should come. You never ran to Besdin because you cooled off. And therefore, says Rashi, that's the pshat in the Mishnah, that we want you to get married on Wednesday night in close proximity to the court case being open the next morning. The court's being open the next morning. Comes along Tosfos, in Ksubis and that Bezim and Aleph, and he asks a fundamental question, Rabosai. What's Tosfos' question? Ksubis about Bezim and Aleph on Rashi. Sex fake or why? Pesach, kola oimer pesach basuach matzasi, says the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Tesam and Aleph. One of the most famous dafs in Shas. One of the most lumdish dafs in Shas. Says Tosos, the Gemara says beferish. A guy who says pesach basuach matzasi, I found an open pesach, which means that she didn't have besulim. The girl is what? Aser or mutter, Avi?
Mutter.
Pesach basuach matzasi, says the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Tes. She's mutter. Why, frech the Gemara Kasha? Aye, she might have been Mizane. Aye, she might be also to you. Says the Gemara, Svek Sveiko. It's mutter because of a Svek Sveiko. We're getting there, Abi. We're getting there. What does that mean? What does the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Tesam and Aleph say? The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Tesam and Aleph says, all you found, Rabbi Isai, all you found, Mr. Husband that's fuming, is her not having a Besulim. Now you want to create a case, and you want to argue to me, Avi, that now they can't be married? Why can't they be married? I'll tell you right this. Pesach Pasuach. This is the claim of the husband, right? Pesach Pasuach Matzasi? Says the Gemara, well, there are a lot of sfeikas about this situation, because we don't have a lot of information about what happened with her psulim. Number one, Safek, Tachtov, Safek eino tachto. Can someone explain this to me?
Oh. Was,
what's the relevance of this?
If she
was niveles before I met, does that affect my heter to her? Does that affect my marriage?
Nope.
No. So therefore, the Gemara says, it's a suffix, bechlal, if she's going to be usher to you. So everyone should ask me right now, suffix if she's going to be usher to you? So if I have a suffix chazer on my plate, what's the halacha? What's the halacha, Rabbi Yisrael? Can I eat it?
No, sir.
Suffix the rice of the chumra. Avad, you have to be machar to suffix the rice of the chumra. But then the Gemara says, and this is the Gemara that introduces this topic of svex feka. Not if you have a second suffix. Then the Gemara says, and even if you take the more extreme side of the first suffix, even if you take the more problematic outcome of the first suffix in suffix deraisa l'chumra, it still could be mutter. Why can it still be mutter? Afilim t'mtzalomer tachtav, even if she was mizane when she was married to me, and when she and during the wedding, you know, she found someone, whatever it is, says the Gemara. But maybe she was what? Maybe she was raped. Maybe she was onus. And therefore, says the Gemara, she's muteris to her husband, even if you found the Pesach Pasuach. Why? Because we're relying on what's called a svek sveka. So anytime you hear a Rav telling you a halacha, that it's a svek sveka, whether it's in the areas of kashrus, or whether it's based on a Mishnah Berurah that tells you that if you forgot to say L'Shem Yichud or an Amira before you tie your tzitzis, that's also a Mishnah Berurah based on Svek Sveika. It's also, you like that, Andy? It's also based on this Gemara, Svek Sveika. This is the source. Svek Sveika is Mutter. We're not learning Ksubis right now. We're not learning Daftes. We're not learning the Lumdus of the Rashba versus the Pnei Yeshua versus all the different Lumduses of why, or the Shach of why Svek Sveika is Mutter. Lamaisa, a svek sveka is mutter. A double suffix is mutter. That's a Gemara. So therefore, Taisa says, I don't understand the whole Rashi. I don't understand what Rashi on Bezim and Aleph is talking about. You have a classic guy who's going in and marrying a woman on a Wednesday night. Right? A regular guy, right? Even if he finds Bitcha, why do you have to go to Bezdin? What's the problem? This is not problematic. It's svek sveka. Oh, says Tosis, no, you're not right. Tosis says, the Gemara made an exception to this rule, Rabosai. What's the exception to this rule, Rabosai? I said that even if she was tachtav, maybe she was raped. Iram, who's not allowed to stay married to their husband after they're raped? An Ashes Kohen. So says the Gemara, maybe she's married to a Kohen, and in that case, what are you not going to have? You're not going to have a what? A sex fake. Comes along Tosfos on Bezim and Aleph and Ksubis and says, the whole reason that we're mitakin, that every woman gets married, every man that marries a psula has to get married on Wednesday night, is a light plug because of an Ashes Kohen. But really, the takana only makes sense when it comes to an Ashes Kohen, because why? Everyone else, there's no reason you have to rush to Bezdin. Why? Because you have a svek sveka, right? Right? Good. But Rabbeisai, Rashi doesn't sound like that. Rashi sounds like on the Mishnah, on Bezim and Aleph, that there's a reason for you to get married on what? Wednesday night? Not only because of an Ashes Kohen. Everyone, there should be a reason. That you should go to Bezim, and you should be Mavar, and Edom should come, and there should be a beer. Why? Tosfos as a kasha. Anyways, it's going to be mutter. Svek sveka. Svek sveka's mutter. The rabbi just passed to me last night about my tzitzis. Svek sveka's mutter. In kashrus. In bugs. Svek sveka's mutter. In nevelas. Svek sveka's mutter. So in ishas. Svek sveka's mutter. Why does Rashi sound like this takana is applicable to everyone? Isn't there a beferish gemara that says b'dievet svek sveka is mutter? Comes along the Chedush Eich Sam Sofer in Ksubis on that Bezim and Aleph, and I want to know if anyone remembers this when we quoted it in Bekiyashi last year. Beza min alav chidush chsam soifer shem haylo tainas besulim zok de halege chsam soifer. Nira de plugtas Rashi v'toisvis. I think the machloikas Rashi and Toisvis. Rabosai, listen up. Isvek sveka she'efshe levarya levarer sharya olo. L'Rashi tzorech l'troach levarer u'l'Rabbeinu Tam eino tzorech v'hi plugtas kadmoinen. Va'ayin b'mordechai perek afal pi plugtas Rashi v'toisvis. Says the Chassam Sofer something myridic. This machloikas in Ksubas on the Beza Min Aleph of when you're going to anyways have a svek sveka when it comes to a classic marriage and a non-Ashes Koyin. Rashi's saying there's still a reason for you to now go and get married on Wednesday and not lose your fume. You know why? Because Rashi's saying I don't need to rely on a svek sveka. If I have a way to be mevarer and clarify my suffix without relying on svek sveka, then I'm obligated to clarify my suffix. Svek sveka is only something you can rely on, says Rashi, bimokom, where you exhausted all other possibilities of birur. And therefore Rashi holds that this takana of getting married on Wednesdays is a takana that's equally applicable to every single marriage, not just Eishes Kohen's, and not just a low plug, like Tosfos explained, based off of an Eishes Kohen. No! There is a birur that shayach al yidei eidim that's applicable to every single marriage. Because I have to not rely on a svek sveka if I have another option. And that's through the Bureau of Eidim, before I lose my fume, to come to court that morning. Zok Chassam Sofer. Tosfos disagreed with Rashi, because Tosfos held, even if I have other options, even if I have another Bureau, even if I have another possibility of how to clarify my suffix, if I have a svek sveka, relax, go to Honolulu, take it easy, be makel, no problem. Svek sveka, you don't even need a Bureau, svek sveka is not usher at all. You don't need to be mevarer. Why do they hold that? It could be based on the lumdus of what svek sveka is. Is svek sveka something that was never usher in the first place? Or svek sveka is midin safik derabanan lekula, or some sort of din that b'di'evit it's mutter?
I mean, of course it was usher in the first
place. Could be, Rav Shimon Shkup writes in Chayosher, svek sveka is so misupuk that it's ke'ilu like it was never usher in the first place. That's his lumdus. It could be totally on that, but that's a ksubas lumdus. But clearly, it would connect to the nature of svek sveka. How usser is it? Is it a heter b'di'evit, or is it, no, it's just exact. It's not even usser, and then I'm not being mechuyav. Or, it was usser in the first place, but it's so mutter right now, it's such a good proof, that you don't even need it. Another birur is not even something that's expected. Rabbosai, nir la'fi ani asdaiti. If we connect the dots, I'd like to say a chiddush in our Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos and Sanhedrin and Avchesim and Aleph talked away in a sugya in Moitzi Shemra that some yeshivas don't even get up to, and Avchesim and Aleph is handling the same exact lumdus that Rashi and Tosfos are handling on Ksuvus and Avchesim and Aleph. Tosfos asks on Sanhedrin and Avchesim and Aleph, Rashi, if you're understanding and interpreting this guy just saying Pesach Basuach Matzasi, he wants to be Mafsig Suba, what's the rush? What's the problem? Tosfos understands, because in most marriages there's absolutely no problem, because why, Avi? The Gemara says in Ksubis, Svek Sveka! And the only time that you even need the marriage on Wednesday afternoon is an Eishes Kohen. That's such a foreign case. And we only made a low plug to make all marriages in the same takana hall, the same night, that everyone should have the same deal. Tosfos told, but in general, we rely on the Svek Sveka, even if you find Besulin, no Besulin, Avi, it's Mutter, Heter Gomer, it's Ksuba Saftes, and now Pesach Besulin, Matzasi, Svek Sveka, Sofik Tachlev, Sofik Ene Tachlev, Sofik Ene, Afi Lum Tavlo, Lur Tachlev, Sofik Ene, Sofik Rotsen. Svek Sveka, Svek Sveka. Rashi, what in the world is the rush? Wait till the Ksuba is a Din Taira. Wait till he's Taiveya Ksuba. Iram, finish it off for me, Iram. What's the answer for Rashi? No! You didn't learn Ksubas correctly, Tosfos. I disagreed with you already in Bezim and Aleph. Look at the Chassam Sofer and Ksubas on Bezim and Aleph. Svek Sveka. That's a b'di'evit. But if I have a better l'chadchila, I have a way to be mevarer al yidei eidim. So then what? So then what, Rabbi Yisai?
I should do it. This is who? Shita, I hold like who? Rashi says, I hold like who? I hold like myself. I'm Lishitoso. Lishitosi. I am consistent. I'm exactly what I said. I'm Beis Amid Aleph, that the Mishnah on Wednesdays is applicable to everyone. This guy doesn't have a doichak. Of course he has a doichak. He has a chiv to be mavarer. And if Edom are going to come, and there's going to be laws, and things are going to be happening, and Edom are going to come out, we're going to be mavarer in this case, avadu, we got to be mavarer. So Rashi and Tosis in this kasha of Midochko are lishitosom, are mamish lishitosom in their analysis. Rabbeisai, but then, that's for the kashas. We have the defense of the Ran that saved Rashi. We have our defenses of the Lumdis of Ksuba, of Bitcha Ksuba, but Tosis says, Rashi, because all of my time is on you, I disagree with the whole sugya. And therefore comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam says, you miss, refresh, power off, turn off the board. We need a new pshat in this sugya. The knas is similar to oinus. The knas is similar to mafatah. The knas is a case that you're going to need dayanim mumchim. The knas is something that is connected to lying, is problematic. Whoa, what do you mean? What knas? Hager, what knas? Hager, what knas? The knas that I'm going to do to that phone. The knas of Moitzi Sheimra. The knas of a world of sheker. The knas of laz. The knas of disgusting and filth. The knas is what the Baal has to pay when he's caught in a lie. How did this Baal just get caught in a lie? What happened? Zokt the Halagatosis. Like a little funny, Abedin. It's not like hilarious. That's better. Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam, the Chulash Shmeitzin Ari Le'inyan Kufsloim. It's all talking about the 100 Sela when the Baal is caught lying. Sha'av Toivei LeBaal, according to Rabbeinu Tam, who never had the microphone? Who never had the microphone? Who never had the microphone? The Baal. The Baal never had the microphone. The Av's talking. The Av's the prosecutor. Yeah, he has the microphone for the defendant. I got you. Okay. The Baal. The Choshen L'Laz, Hainu L'Laz HaDayonim. Now we're worried not about the Laz of rumors happening and MS. Laz is always Sheker. What's Laz? Laz HaDayonim. K'goin Shehev Ya'Baal Edim Shezintza. The Baal never walked in on his own. The Baal never came and never entered the Sugya Ksubis of Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. The Baal always came with Edim. And he was trying to get her killed, Shezinsa. V'hukhashu, and those Edim were m'hukhash, they were contradicted. D'mechayiv ha-Baal hashtakuf slayim, that now the Baal has to pay, what? 100 sela, because his Edim turned out to be hukhash. Right? The Rabbanan Savri boichav gimel, the Rabbanan hold you need 23, the E begimel, because if we're now just going to be makel on gimel, because why? What's our din Torah now? Our din Torah is about the mea sela, so you should really only need three. Chayshinan shema acharkach yavo edim shezinsa. Maybe more edim will come. V'yitzarech lohoisif ad chav gimel, and you're going to now have to add 20 more dayanim. And what are people going to say? V'asi lohoiti lazanu, and they're going to say what? The reason why we need all these new dayanim is because, you know what? The first three dayanim weren't what? Weren't qualified. And now they're going to say sheker and laz about those original dayanim. Because now these new edim are going to what? Are now going to give valid testimony that's not hukush. Aval huzmu, says Taisus. But if it's a case of huzmu, it's of a case of azama, that the Baal's original Aden are not neutralized. They're not ineffective, but they're rather what? Hazamified. They're goners. They're done. So then what? Then Tosfos says, like the Gemara on Amud Beis, Sulay Chayshino Masad Yachrini, we're not worried that new Aden are going to come in and still go with the Baal's case. Why? Demuch Chmilsa Dasadi Shakri Mahadir Habal. Because everyone knows this Baal's a liar. He's trying to pay off Edim.
and everyone knows, and no Edim are going to get themselves in the commentator and embarrassed that they're linking themselves to this Baal. This Baal got his first two Edim roasted in Hazama, and there's no Edim that are going to come back afterwards. But that's only if it's Hazama. If it's Hakhasha Rabosai, if it starts off as Hakhasha Rabosai, what are we still worried for? Lamed Ayin Zayin. We're still worried about new Edim. Because no Edim got roasted with Hakhasha. Edim just became ineffective. But now you're still worried this might lend itself to be 23 Dayanim. And then who looks bad? Those first three Dayanim are going to look bad. So therefore we need 23 to beginning. So therefore Rabbi Nutam says we're always talking about the Kufsela. But Tosa says that what we're talking about the Kufsela in two different scenarios. If it's a scenario of Hazama, so then you really only need three because you're never going to have future. If it's a situation of Kufzela from Hakosha that the Baal has to claim because his Aiden turned out to be ineffective, Rabosai, so then he has to pay the Kufzela, but we're worried because maybe now they're going to still be Aiden that have the courage to still come. And these Edim are now going to be effective, and we're going to go and lead up to what the Baal originally claimed, that it's going to be Dina Nefashos. So that's the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabosai, I want you tomorrow, before you even start on the Marma Klamis, I want you to think about Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that what? That in the case of Akhosha, it could lead up to Dina Nefashos. It could still exist. In the case of Azama, we're not worried about what's going to happen. It's not going to be increased, and it's not going to lead up to Dina Nefashos. But even in the case of Akhosha, how could it lead up to Dina Nefashos? How could it lead up to Dina Nefashos, Rabosai? Here's my question. Who was Hukhosh? Who was contradicted? What is the case of Hakhosha that Rabbi Nutam is saying that could potentially lead up to a Laz that could be Dina Nefashos? Because in my opinion, Rabosai, if you have what? Two sets of Edim that contradict each other, Rabosai, no matter how many Edim you add to any side, no matter how many Edim are going to run into that court, what's the halacha that I'm going to rely on and keep it as Hakasha? Trey, ke, mea. Two is like 100. You can add as many Edim as you want. And therefore, the Ran says you have to understand that Rabbi Nutam is saying something different. It can't be that Akasha is two against two. Because otherwise, you're going to get stuck in big problems, Isaacs. You're not going to have Chayshid and Lulas. Shkaya for both sides. Can we get a mincha? Is that possible? Everyone has to go? All right, just grab that mincha, guys.